Now, who are the saints? According to Roman Catholicism, a saint is a person who has who is kind of a holy type person, who has really, you know, secluded from the others, who is very strong in prayer, he had prayed, and holy type person. And when that person dies, the Pope canonized that person into a saint. This is what is called the canonization of saints. The word canonization, it means that an act of ranking a dead person into the catalog of saints. Now, of course, we know the Pope has canonized hundreds and hundreds of saints. This is according to Roman Catholicism. Pope has the power to canonize, make somebody into a saint. So the Roman Catholic Church remembers the dead saints on November the 1st, All Saints' Day. So there are many Roman Catholic people who pray to these saints and ask for help. So the saints becomes the mediator because the saints are in heaven. But Paul is writing this letter in the book of Ephesians. He says it to the saints who are in Ephesus, not to the dead saints in heaven. And Paul is not writing to any dead people. He's writing to people who are alive in Ephesus. So the Roman Catholic doctrine, there's some problem there. That's why we need to get into the Word of God. What does the Bible say? The Word of God is about tradition. The saints are not dead holy people where you can get help, but they are true living Christians. Saints are true Christians. Our English word saint comes from the Latin word sanctus, which means sacred. The word sacred is something that is, or someone that is sanctified, set apart. The Greek word is hagios, which is holy. The Hebrew word is kadosh, which comes from the word kad. It means to cut and separate. That's the root word, cut and separate. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, the word of God says, "Wherefore come out from them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, I will receive you." 2 Corinthians 6, 17. Okay? Come out from them. Be separate, says the Lord. So it's something that you cut and separate. And then it says, I'll be a father unto you. You shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So here we see saints are true Christians who have been separated from evil, from sinful acts, from wickedness, from the worldly pleasures. They have been cut and separated, and we are brought into the presence of God. John Calvin said, "No man therefore is a believer who is not also a saint. And on the other hand, no man is a saint who is not a believer." So saints are true Christians who are separated from the worldly unbelievers. Now Paul is writing this letter, again, not to dead people. Okay, he's writing to saints who are redeemed and washed by the blood of the Lamb. The difference is, the true saints are going to be faithful, because it says here, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. So a true saint will be faithful, will be obedient. Now, if you're a Christian, you are a saint. That means you are a holy person because the Holy Spirit lives in you. You are separated unto God to worship and serve.